Hi, good evening. Good evening. My name is David from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey on your state about the elections coming up for Senate. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would you definitely vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Likely.
Okay. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each name. Just let me know if you recognize the person, and if you do, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person, or a neutral opinion. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Larry Hogan?
Yes.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Chris Chafee?
Unaware.
Okay, you don't recognize him? What about Robin Thicker?
Don't recognize it.
Okay. If May 2024 Republican primary elections for the United States Senate were held today, from who would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Okay. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
Yes.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Understood. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? The first issue is energy independence for this country. Is that very important to you, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
What about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Is that important to you?
Yes.
Is that very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about job creation and economic development?
I would say that's very important.
What about securing and protecting our southern border?
Very important.
All right. And economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Important, somewhat.
Somewhat important? Okay. We're almost done with the survey, man. I appreciate your help with this. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you. There's only three statements. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
It really doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make a difference?
It really doesn't make too much of a difference.
Okay. The last statement for Robin Thicker says, Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Donald Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
Probably doesn't really make a difference.
Okay. No problem. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. Just tell me after each statement if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you. The first one says Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Not really, doesn't make a difference.
All right, two more statements. I appreciate your patience with this. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
It doesn't make a difference.
The last statement says, as Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open, does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It doesn't really make a difference to me.
Okay. I'd like to ask you once again, if May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, from whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you, ma'am, for that answer. We're almost done here. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Probably conservative Republican.
Okay. Would you say that you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Would you assist me greatly in analyzing your responses? Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 years and older?
40 to 49.
Okay. Well, that is it, ma'am. I appreciate your patience and I appreciate your opinion. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.